County of Wellington, the county is proposing a slightly smaller tax increase than last year. To be presented at County Council next Thursday, a new report on the County of Wellington's 10-year plan has proposed adding $356.4 million to the budget in 2025, with $139.8 million to be tax-funded. Not including the municipality portion of a tax bill, this will result in a 4.1% tax increase for county property owners in 2025. According to Treasurer Ken Dehart in the report, over half of this year's budgetary increase can be attributed to its two largest services, roads and police services. Approximately $44,295,000 of the budget is currently attributed to roads in the budget, largely for growth-related construction, asset management and culvert replacements. The OPP contract increase added approximately 2% to the county's tax levy, 1.7% higher than projected. However, the proposed increase is lower than was predicted last year, which Dehart credited to the county being able to offset the much higher than anticipated OPP contract increase with strong assessment growth and supplementary tax revenue. Although general inflation and construction prices are starting to return to historical norms, the county is still phasing in some of the major capital cost increases experienced over the last couple of years, said Dehart in the report. The county's strategy was to avoid major spikes in its tax rates by utilizing its reserves to phase in major construction price increases over a 3 to 4 year period. As a result, the county continues to play a bit of catch-up on the capital cost increases. In addition to several fleet replacements, other capital projects in the 2025 budget include $250,000 to add recording equipment to county council chambers, $320,000 in climate change initiatives and $600,000 for a dedicated children's space at the Wellington County Museum and Archives. The county approved a 4.6% tax increase in 2024. A detailed 2025 operating budget will be presented to County Council in January 2025. The full 10-year plan is available here. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.